Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Amen. Text for consideration today is recorded for us in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. We hear these words from verse 12. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. God's word is truth. Please be seated. Last week, we came across a man who was never able to walk, and since he had no name, we gave him the name Simeon. After 40 years of living from the mercy of others, living from people who would give him alms, the Apostle Peter gave him something that no one else did: perfect health. The ability to use his legs, feet, and toes was given to him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. A large crowd gathered around Peter and Simeon to hear about this miracle. And Peter used this miracle to tell everyone about Jesus. You know how the Sanhedrin handed him over to Pilate and demanded that he be crucified, even when given the opportunity by Pilate to release either Jesus or a murderer. They chose a murderer and killed the author of life. But Jesus rose from the grave. He conquered death and the devil and our sin. And Peter leads this crowd to faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. Everything sounds great up to this point, but where there is faith, there will be times of testing. And while people are turning to the faith in great numbers, there is another crowd that gathers. The priest, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sanhedrin are there. And Scripture tells us they were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. And so they seized Peter and John and put them in jail to stand trial the next day. Why such a big deal? I'll tell you why. The Sanhedrin was flat out responsible for the death of Jesus. That's why. Jesus stood on trial in front of these men. Caiaphas looked into the face of Jesus just a few months ago before this and asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" And Jesus answered, "I am." And Caiaphas tore his clothes, a sign of utter disgust, and yelled out that Jesus had committed blasphemy. Caiaphas said that Jesus was a liar, that he was not the Son of God, that Jesus must be put to death, and Jesus indeed was put to death. And now those same men looked at Peter and John in the face and asked, "By what power or what name did you do this?" And the Sanhedrin knew the answer. They knew it was a miracle and that it was done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In fact, they even knew that Jesus rose from the grave, since they had heard it from the eyewitnesses, those who guarded the tomb. They even paid off the guards to spread lies about what happened. And they could not deny these facts, but maybe, just maybe, they could intimidate these men to silence. "Is this worthy of death, Peter? Will you die just to speak the name of Jesus? Is your faith in Jesus that important? Really?" There is silence in most of the news these days, but now more than ever, Christians around the world are martyred for their faith. They die for proclaiming the name of Jesus. And will you be martyred for your faith? Nah, I doubt it. If we were in the Middle East or in most places of Africa and Asia, this sermon would be different because they face martyrdom as a possibility every day. Well, what makes us fold in the face of fear? Well, just this, the hesitancy to say, "There is no other name. There is no other way to salvation, not through Xbox or Allah, not through a chunk of salt or a crystal, not through idols or ancestors. It's only through Jesus. Faith in Jesus saves, and if that is absent, so is heaven for all eternity." And people might sigh and accept you as a person of faith, but once you say, like Peter today, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name," walls and arguments will be erected before your face, and two great obstacles are before you. One, Christ is being whitewashed from society before your eyes. More and more people know nothing about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so if you know the story of salvation, you become the closest thing some people will ever get to opening the Bible. Make it count. Two, there's so much pressure to be silent about Jesus. And it's so easy to do. Just don't say his name, or at least don't say that there is no other name by which we must be saved. And where our sin dwells is when we are silent before a Caiaphas out of fear. Or when we are at a fork in the road where there is an opportunity to live according to his way or the way of the world, and we choose the way of the world. This shows to the many watching that our faith is nothing more than lip service. Do you see silence in your life? Have you held your tongue instead of held out the name of Jesus? How often we have not proclaimed Jesus Christ as Lord, but proclaimed selfishness and sin as our Lords. Do not hide these sins, but turn away from them and confess them before Jesus Christ of Nazareth for the forgiveness of sins. And Jesus was not silent on the cross. He suffered for our sins. He died to pay the price of all sin, including our sins of silence and selfishness. And to let us know that they are paid for in full, he was not silent, but he cried out, "It is finished." Our silence and selfishness are covered by his sacrifice. His resurrection is guaranteed proof that our Heavenly Father accepted the atoning sacrifice of our Savior. Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit as he spoke. And God gives you that same promise. In Luke chapter 12, he says, "When you are brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say." And Peter opens his mouth and speaks of Jesus. And how is it that they are on trial for an act of kindness shown to a cripple? Where is the crime? Why is there a trial? Well, it's all because of the name. They demand silence when it comes to the Savior. And Peter will not bend. Jesus lives and reigns and is our Savior. Let us too not be silent. And take the Apostle Peter, inspired by the Holy Spirit, at his word. There is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And there is no other way. There is no other name. And peace with God can only come through Jesus. Forgiveness of sins can only come through Jesus. New life in this tedious world can only come through Jesus. And eternity in the presence of Jesus can only come through Jesus. You know and believe in Jesus. All of this is yours. Grow in your knowledge of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for your salvation and share with words and actions this Savior you know so well. Amen. And peace to all of you who are in Christ Jesus. Amen.